This is from Luke chapter 5. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed Jesus. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. It's quite a picture we get of Jesus at the shore of Lake Gennesaret, preaching and teaching, and then going out a little ways from the shore in a boat and finishing, sharing the word of God. And then saying to Peter, "Go fishing." Any fishermen, fisherwomen, fisher boys, fisher girls? I mean, they had worked all night. They were fixing what got broken during the effort that they endured over the night, and they caught nothing. Where I grew up, we called that getting skunked. How many been skunked fishing? Many times. I mean, you don't even want to tell people you've gone fishing, because then you have to admit that you got skunked. I love to go fishing, and it's a lot of fun to catch some fish. Boy, when those German brown trout school, man, you can catch one every time you cast. It is so much fun. Sometimes I've had to drag my kids fishing because it's just so good. I can't believe they don't want to fish and play in the water. Who wants to do that? You could catch. But it's called fishing for a reason, and not catching, because it takes time and patience, and you have to get used to being, yes, skunked. What's really interesting about our miracle here is how Peter responds. "We've caught nothing all night. Nevertheless, at your word." It's so cool. They followed Jesus. Even though it didn't work the night before, they followed him. They listened to him. They took him at his word, and they fished. Perhaps in your life, you find yourself saying, "I've been skunked an awful lot fishing for people." But don't give up. There's more to catch. Keep fishing for people in your life. That's the title of our meditation. Don't give up. Keep fishing for people. The challenge is to understand that it's going to take time and it's going to take patience. More than anything else, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's going to take love. And we can do it because we've been first loved. How does it go? Jesus loves you. And his command to fish for men and women and boys and girls echoes to our day and our time. And for some of us, we know how hard it is. And we know why it's not called catching and that it's called fishing. Because it's not easy. But God would have us understand that still there's plenty to catch. Consider our culture. We live in a time where there's all kinds of opportunities. Now, if I went fishing at Louisville Lake, where I like to go often as I can, not as much as I want, but if I paddle my kayak into an area that looked like that, chances are I would say one of two things: I didn't bring enough trash bags, or the one that I have isn't big enough to do this. But I definitely wouldn't do any fishing there. I'd rather enjoy fishing a little bit more somewhere else. But in and with all soberness, this is where God calls us to fish, because this is the world that we live in. How did Isaiah say it? "Depart from me, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips." You know, when people swore like sailors around you, what did Mom whisper? Potty mouth? Well, maybe we're at that place in our life where we don't use swear words. The challenge in your life and my life is that we have a potty brain and a potty heart. We're a people of unclean thoughts and words and actions, and we live among a people of unclean thoughts and words and actions. Lord, I'm a man of pollution, and I live among a people of pollution. And the pollution looks like this. It's those excuses. It's all that denial that we want to produce. It's all that blame we want to point to other people. That's the pollution that marks our fishing pool. And that's where God would have us fish, sharing the message of Jesus with those who are polluted just like we are. I mean, the good news for you and for me is God is willing to come to our lives, in our hearts and minds, and actually fish in there, and actually work his cleansing love in there, so that we learn to think kind thoughts and helpful thoughts. We learn to serve in love, even if we don't get a lot of thanks for it. We learn what it means to give the pollution instead of acting upon it, giving it to the Lord. The challenge is that there's so many people in your life and my life who need to be rescued from the pollution they're willing to live with and actually work with, unaware of how dangerous it is to live in all that pollution without Jesus in their hearts and minds, cleansing them and making them holy after him. And so we're called to fish. So what does it mean to cast in a fishing pool like that? When you hear someone at work starting to make excuses, you can say, "Yeah, I make a lot of excuses, not as much as I used to because I'm the one to blame so often." How's that for a cast? How's that for maybe opening up a possibility to share with them, "I'm just so thankful that Jesus is willing to forgive me for all the excuses I make"? How's that for an approach to the people in your life? I mean, keep in mind, what we're doing is we're sharing with people the same things that we need. We're sharing with others the love that Jesus has for them, the same love that Jesus has for me. And I can't give to others what I don't have myself. I can't lead others where I don't go myself. And so in this love that Jesus has for me, I'm learning what it means to share the love that Jesus has for you and all those in my life, even if there's a lot of resistance. I mean, really, what we're doing is a rescue mission. I mean, think about it. We're sharing with people the lifeline of Jesus, his love. We're sharing it with them. And we're doing it even from our own brokenness. I mean, how many ways do we in our life need to be reminded again that Jesus loves us, even in the midst of this and that and for that? I mean, how many times I mean, think about it in the words of absolution. What if I said to you, okay, you're forgiven, never do it again? Would you want to come back? Would you want to admit anything? Think about it. We share with others what we need ourselves. We share with others what encourages us when we fall short and fail and get back into the pollution. How wonderful it is to know there's always someone there who's willing to be in that stream, reassuring us that we're loved. And that even as much as we've let go of him, he's not letting go of us. As much as we know we want to be hooked on him, we know he's hooked on us. Because he's the one that loves to fish in the places a lot of people don't like to fish. In my life, in your life, with his love. I mean, I suppose we could take the holier-than-thou approach to fishing. You know, when we're reaching out to people whose lives are sinking in denial or in fear or in guilt or shame or blame, we can get them over and then we can just shove them down in the water and say, suffer. Just be a better person, right? How would that work? How many religions do just that thing? How many churches that aren't willing to share the law and the gospel are guilty of doing the exact same thing? It's okay that you have a same-sex marriage. It's okay that you steal from your boss. I mean, you're not saving people when you're giving them license to just swim around in the pollution. It's sharing with them the truth, the law and the gospel. How about this for a cast? Just do your job ethically, honestly. For some people at the place where you work, they'll say, wow, that's a weirdo. And then they'll understand that you're going to be treated by them honestly and openly too. And that's not a bad way to live. Why are you so different? Well, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm a sinner. But I'm hooked on Jesus and his love. How's that for a cast into that fishing pool? I mean, keep in mind, I know this just sounds like pastoral rhetoric, but it's the truth. You may be the only Bible some will ever read. You may be the only church some will ever attend. Fish. 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 And let Jesus clean them up, because that's his job. And he does it with his love. And all of us, that's what's happening to us. We're growing in his love. We call it the life of sanctified living. The life of sanctification, where we still realize we're sinners. You know, when Isaiah was struck, when Peter was struck, we call this terror of conscience. When people get to that point in their life where they realize they're just a mess, they need the gospel. They need to hear the good news that God loves them and that he loves them whatever shape they're in. How many ways do you and I need that message? You know, a children's message is coming where I'll bring up a lamp. This is just our secret, okay, so don't tell them. I mean, you can do this at home, Liz and Chad, if you want to, with Tabitha. Mr. Anderson, you can do the same. But take a lamp and you know, have the cord exposed so that they see it's not plugged in, and say to the kids, gosh, I wish this lamp would shine. No matter what I do to it, it doesn't seem to work. What's the deal? Shine, shine. What's wrong with you? And, you know, the kids, they get this kind of stuff. Plug it in, Dad. Plug it in, Mom, right? And plugged into the good news of electricity, that lamp can do all kinds of things. And that's the same for us. For us to live that life, we need to be plugged into the gospel. And keep in mind, the gospel is more than just programs. It's encouraging to see what's happening in our congregation as we kind of rediscover our mojo. And I mean, you know, when a team gets together, they spend a lot of time fumbling with what they're trying to do. They step on each other's feet. They get kind of sick and tired of practicing, and they just want to see some winning going on. It takes a while, and it's encouraging to see some of the things that are starting to bubble up and to happen. But keep in mind, what we're about is more than just programs. It's about ensuring that the gospel's in those programs, that we're loving and we're encouraging each other as we fumble about in certain things. Share the gospel with each other so that plugged into that power, we can shine in North Texas as St. Paul. And first we shine to each other, and then we shine to those around us. We show each other what it means to live in helpfulness and honesty and kindness and with the truth. In a lot of ways, most of your fishing and my fishing has nothing to do with this place. It's in our own lives where we have passport. There are people in your life that only you can reach. They wouldn't trust me for nothing. It would take me too long to gain that kind of trustworthy passport so they would talk honestly with me. Not you. Fish. Fish. See what the Lord will do. It'll take some time. It's okay. Do it basking in the love that God has for you and His Son. And it'll go fast. There have been people in my life that I've prayed for years, somehow hoping I could get the gospel to them. And now, in some cases, they've known the gospel for years. And it just blows my mind how it works. God just does things differently. He just calls us to fish. Leave the outcome to Him and what He's doing. Pray for the people around you. See how God will open doors. But keep in mind, it's about taking the risk and being a Christian. Owning your own failures and sharing the love of Jesus with yourself and telling others the same. Boy, I blew it again. I'm sure glad God loves and forgives me. How about you? I mean, that's what it's about. It's a cool story. It's a true story. And it's more than just about the life of the disciples long ago. It's about you and me. Fishing for people just like us, sharing the love that God has for people just like us. That love that changes our lives, keeps cleaning them up and blessing them so that we can love those around us with the same love we need. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.